MFM News. News.
A pussycat with her paw on the pulse.
Meow. Tune MFM News. Local news coverage you won't hear on any other network.
And here is the news for Thursday, July 2000 and Google. And Pam Pussycat has the latest on Nimbin's research and development.
The Nimbinese Minister for Trade and Agriculture has unveiled a program to develop the commercial potential of genetically engineered rainbow-coloured sheep. The research project was conducted under extremely secretive conditions in the rolling hills of Nimbin, near the eastern coast of Australasia. The Nimbinese have successfully bred three new species of super sheep to grow environmentally friendly wool products. One species grows wool in striped rainbow colours. The other grows wool in the red, black and gold bands of the Aboriginal flag. And the third species grows wool in the Rastafarian colours. Minister for the Nimbinese Trade and Agriculture explained that the rainbow-coloured sheep will minimise the environmentally damaging effects of chemically produced dyes and cut out the middlemen in the production of coloured yarn.
We've already signed a deal with the Jamaican government worth thousands of ounces for shipment of hand-knitted berets in Rastafarian colours.
Asked whether the party-coloured lambs might not be conspicuous and attractive prey for local avian raptors, especially wedge-tailed eagles, the minister referred to research papers indicating that predatory birds were actually deterred by the peaceful emanations generated by the psychedelically coloured wool.
Monday, July 2000 and Google.
At the Good Times Bolo Press Club dinner yesterday, the Nimbinese Minister for Defence told journalists that Australasia showed all the symptoms of a failed state.
Governor Bligh may seem to be autocratic and authoritarian, but perhaps a strong hand was needed to resist the influence of an elite core of corrupt military officials and officers, and a bent mob of entrepreneurial opportunists seeking to open a regime of unfettered privatisation and exploitation of resources of the colony. Imagine, what would it be like in a couple of hundred years from now if we had a failed state like Australasia in our backyard? Do we want our children growing up under the influence of a nation state founded on a regime of corporate crime and corruption on our doorstep?
The minister admitted that a Nimbinese intervention by a Nimbinese peacekeeping force to circumvent the effects of the so-called Rum Rebellion in Sydney is not out of the question. There are observers from the Nimbinese Liberation Front present in Sydney. They are watching the situation closely.
Now, a special feature on the looming problems posed by the sudden outbreak of the Rum Rebellion in the New South Wales colony town of Sydney.
Covering the unfolding of the Rum Rebellion in Sydney, New South Wales, Tune MFM, live and exclusive coverage. Our correspondent, Henry Lawson, is embedded with the Nimbinese Liberation Front observers from the Rastafarian Navy, posted in Sydney as the drama of the Rum Rebellion unfolds. Come in, Henry. What's it like in the streets there, Henry?
There seems to be fairly equitable distribution of rum, although it is well controlled by the officers of the Rum Corps.
Is there any truth in the rumours that Governor Bligh was hiding under his bed when officers of the Rum Corps broke into his home to put him under arrest in the putative coup?
Oh, look, that story has been circulating. There may be some truth in it. It's a rum story, and rum is a kind of a currency around here at the moment. What was that question again?
Rumours that Governor Bligh was hiding under the bed, Henry, when he was arrested by the Rum Corps paramilitary squad.
Oh, that's another story circulating in the streets. But according to the household staff, he was in bed reading a George Eliot, Mills, an English novel when the coup happened. His reading glasses slipped down his nose and between his dress and wall. He was simply trying to retrieve them. Would the military unit of the Rum Corps break his door down?
Thank you, Henry Lawson.
FM News.
The Nimbinese Minister for Trade and Agriculture has denied any truth in a rumour that the Nimbinese Department of Trade and Agriculture has struck a secret deal with the New South Wales sheep baron MacArthur to engage in a rainbow-coloured sheep breeding program recently developed in Nimbin.
Even if it were true, and I'm not saying that it is, rainbow-coloured sheep would generate much-needed revenue for the struggling colony of New South Wales. While economically disadvantaged at the moment, New South Wales is sitting on potentially immense sheep breeding reserves. At the present time, the New South Wales economy is based on indentured Irish and Cockney convict labourers who don't speak the official language and working under sweatshop conditions and not appropriately sheepish. We can liberate them by creating the conditions for a sheepish market.
Since he made this statement, the minister has claimed parliamentary privilege. He will only answer questions when certain conditions are met. In response to his obligation to appear before a board of inquiry, scheduled to be held at the Nimbin Bowling Club and the Central Committee of 2NIM FM next week, he denies that flasks of rum were spotted in his back pocket by independent journalists. "It was just my aftershave," he said to curious inquirers.
A pussycat with her paw on the pulse.